your face. I've come into this holy place to worship, to worship you.
Listening to God's Word is an essential tool for your spiritual growth. We bring to you the simple but highly anointed message that guarantees absolute liberation from all oppressions of the devil and powerful impartation for all round lifting in life. Take a leap into a divine encounter as the anointed man of God takes you into an adventure of a lifetime. God bless you as you listen.
Let's lift our hands and worship Him. Let's give Him praise. Magnify His name. Exalt His name. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voices. There is abundance for Him. Let Him hear the abundance of your voices. Lord, we give You praise. We exalt Your name. You are the God of all abundance. You have come that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. You have come that we may have life. Lord, we receive that abundant life tonight. We receive that abundant life tonight. Lord, we receive it. We thank You. Blessed be Your name. Be Thou exalted. Be Thou magnified. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You because before we came here, You are already here. We thank You because Your manifest presence is here. And there is a definite touch for everyone tonight. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move again in our midst. And let Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me hear an expectant amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. If you are clapping for Jesus, give Him a better hand. Give Him a big, big, big hand. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's indeed my great, great, great privilege. Awesome privilege to stand before you again today. This first day of our spiritual week of emphasis for the month of June. And we are in our season of multiplication. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. On Sunday, we were imparted with fruitfulness. And God's servant speaking powerfully was talking about, and our text for that Sunday service was Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. In 28, he said, God told them, God blessed them, and He said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. That shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. You'll be moving from fruitfulness to dominion. That is where God is taking us. Praise the Lord. Where you'll be in charge. God has created you to be in charge. God has created you to be the head and not the tail. Praise the Lord. He has created you to be the ruler, not to be the one that is dominated. You shall not be dominated. You will take your place in the name of Jesus. And the first service, he was talking about confession. Saying what you want, not saying what you have. Many are saying what they have instead of saying what they want. Praise the Lord. Say what you want. Speak it, and it shall come to pass. Praise the Lord. He said, you shall have whatsoever you say. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. You will have what you say. And the second service, he spoke about joy. And the third service, kingdom service. Praise the Lord. These are all avenues for fruitfulness. You can't engage them and remain dry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's my great, great privilege, as allowed by God's servant, my father. It's a great privilege to stand where your fathers are standing, to partake of their grace. It's my great, great privilege. I know I'll be blessed more than you tonight. There's great blessing on this altar. Praise the Lord. God's servant had to travel. I just believe we should. Let's say a word of prayer for God's servant. For God's servant to be kept and to be refreshed. That as he comes back tomorrow, he will be with us live tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow he'll be here live. So make sure you are here. Spirit, soul, and your body. Praise the Lord. Lord, let your servant come back refreshed. Anoint him with fresh oil. Keep him by your power. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, as your servant comes back tomorrow, Lord, to minister life to us, let him come back refreshed. Let him come back under a strange anointing like we have never seen him before. Lord, to impart and bless us with heavenly multiplication. Lord, let your hand rest mightily upon your servant. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. The topic for tonight, our message is going from addition to multiplication. Going from addition to multiplication. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. It said, the path of the just is as a shining light that shines how? More and more unto the perfect day. That shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That shall be your testimony. Praise the Lord. And also Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. It said, and God blessed them and he said unto them, be fruitful. I believe fruitfulness is the realm of addition. Be fruitful. Multiply. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion. So God is moving us to fruitfulness, to multiplication from fruitfulness. Amen. So be fruitful. Multiply. Praise the Lord. And this week you shall multiply. Amen. This week you shall multiply. Your family shall multiply. Your business shall multiply. In the name of Jesus. Maybe it's just you and your husband. Your babies are coming. Like we see the deacon that shared his testimony of triplets on Sunday. Triplets. And he was given triple testimony. First service, second service, and third service. Praise the Lord. What a great honor. Praise the Lord. He has turned, God has turned his morning into dancing. That shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Where men has been laughing at you, God will cause them to laugh with you. In the name of Jesus. So multiplication is our portion. We have a covenant of progress with God. We have a covenant of multiplication with God. Where others are receiving one, we must receive two. Where they are receiving two, we must receive four. Where they are receiving four, we must receive 16. It will multiply that number by itself. Praise the Lord. Beginning from two, not one. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. When they are giving themselves, a brother shared that testimony on Sunday. He shared it. He said they were giving them some allowances, but his allowance was the biggest. They were complaining, why? They don't know that it's connected to a covenant, even the covenant of multiplication. If that covenant forbids you to receive what others are receiving, what Muhammad and whatever are receiving, you receive the same. No, it's not possible. And that is not your portion. I said that is not your portion. Why? Because of that covenant. And that covenant is enacted. We are connected to that covenant by the blessing. God said, bless them. And he said unto them, he blessed them. He blessed them. And how do we get up connected to that blessing? It's when you get born again, you are blessed. Amen? You enter, you become a member of that family. And you become blessed. He blessed them. He blessed them. God blessed them. You are blessed. I bless you with the blessing of this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So it is the blessing of the commission that is making things work for us. And you are contacting that blessing today. In the name of Jesus. We see in John chapter 3 verse 30. John chapter 3 verse 30. John the Baptist was speaking there himself. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Who must increase? Jesus. We are the body of Christ. We are his body. So your increase, your multiplication is a must. You must increase. And it's not optional. No devil can stop it. The throne of God is behind your multiplication. That's why he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my... So no devil. He said, you can't do anything against the truth, but for the truth. Nothing. The only person that is hindering your multiplication is you. Amen? You are the only one. You are far behind schedule. You are far behind. You are where you are now is nothing less than times 10 of where you are supposed to be. You are far, far, far behind. So wake up. Help me tell your neighbor, wake up. Because heaven is behind your multiplication. He said, you must increase. You are the body of Christ. You are part of a multiplying body. You are the body of Christ. The church is a living thing. Every living thing grows naturally if it is in health, if there is no sickness. And the body of Christ cannot be sick. Amen? So the body cannot be increasing and you are stagnated. The church cannot be going forward and you are in one place. Your business must go forward. He said, he must increase. And that is, you must increase. They shall not be short day nor night. Whether you are sleeping, the blessing is working. And the blessing of this commission that you are connected to is working. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you are moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. And how do you get this done? How do you move from addition to multiplication? The number one step is by thanksgiving. By what? Simple thanksgiving. We see that in John chapter 6. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 6. Let's start from verse 11. You can take it from verse 1 later. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets. How many baskets? And filled 12 baskets. That means 12 baskets represent the 12 months of the year. Every year, every month of this year for you shall be filled. Shall be a month of abundance. They filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Everybody had eaten. They were full inside and they were full outside. They carried more than enough for themselves and for those at home. And 12 baskets were still remaining. Hallelujah. Over and above. Over and above. Over and above. Exceeding abundantly above. Praise the Lord. Over and above. That shall be your portion. That is the order of blessing you are contacting this week. Praise the Lord. In verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed. He distributed. So every thanksgiver is a distributor. Every thanksgiver is what? Jesus was the only thanksgiver there. All the others were, like God's servant said, they were trying to use economics to calculate. No, how can this be? It's not possible. Even the wages of how many months? It won't be enough for all of them to take one bite or one piece out of it. It won't be enough. But the thanksgiver, it was as it were, he connected them to the supernatural. The non-thanksgiver, the complainers and the murmurers are at the realm of addition. They are at the realm of the physical. But the thanksgiver is in the realm of the supernatural and is connected with supernatural supply. Shout hallelujah. Jesus is the only thanksgiver and he was the distributor. Everybody came to him. The disciples were collecting from him and he was collecting from heaven. He was passing it to them. Shout hallelujah. Thanksgiving is the bridge that connects addition to multiplication. And you can't enjoy multiplication without thanksgiving. You can't become a distributor. After he gave thanks, he distributed. After he gave thanks, he distributed. Why have you not been distributing? Because you have not given thanks. So start giving thanks and you start distributing. Shout hallelujah. Start giving thanks and you start distributing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So thanksgiving connects you to the realm of addition. Amen. God is in the realm of the supernatural. Amen. In that realm, there is no corruption. Amen. in the realm of the supernatural. God is in eternity. We are the ones that are in time. We are limited by time, by space. But he is in that realm. There is no corruption. Everything remains the same. It doesn't grow old. It's from everlasting to everlasting. Praise the Lord. There is abundant supply in that realm. Thanksgiving connects you to that realm. You enter that realm by thanksgiving. That's why in Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. Shout hallelujah. And there is a realm you enter by thanksgiving that you don't know lack. You enjoy super abundance. You move from addition to multiplication. Thanksgiving it is that connects you to that realm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Because every murmurer and complainer is in the realm of corruption. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So there is corruption in this world. Amen? When you give yourself to murmuring and complaining, you are caught up with the corruption. You can't move into multiplication. Everything begins to go down. You shall not go down. In the mighty name of Jesus. But when you connect yourself with thanksgiving, you give yourself, you connect yourself to the source, to the heavenly source, and you remain refreshed. That's why in Psalm 92 verse 1, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And in verse 14, it says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall still what? Bring forth fruit in old age. Even in old age, with thanksgiving, you remain fruitful. You continue to multiply. You don't know dryness. Look at the man. I was watching the VCD of Kenneth Copeland's visit. I was surprised. 71. Jumping all over the place. Full of life. He said he's at his middle age. He was just shouting, the word works. The word works. Shouting at the top of his voice. With full energy, just like Caleb. He said, I am just as I was 40 years ago, 80 years. No drop, not an ounce of drop in his strength. That shall be your testimony. Thanksgivers, that is what they enjoy. You move from addition to multiplication. When he gives thanks, the Bible says he knew what he would do, and that secret was thanksgiving. So begin to give thanks. Amen. Begin to give thanks. When you give thanks, you connect the natural with the supernatural. You connect the natural with the supernatural. You connect yourself with supernatural supply. Jesus, there was a supernatural multiplication. The eyes, the natural eyes cannot see. He was just passing it to them. And the disciples continued distributing. I'm sure as he was distributing, he kept giving thanks. Father, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. This shall not finish. I thank you. Until when the people say we are full. God, Jesus, it's enough like that. Everybody was loaded. Internally and externally. The baskets were filled. Everything was filled. Everything there, the stomach was filled. The hand was filled. The basket that they brought filled. When everything filled and was overflowing, then he stopped. Where you stop thanking God, that's where your flow stops. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So go back home and thank him. Thank him. I want you to start it now. Thank him for the shoe you are wearing. Thank him for your trouser. Thank him for your coat. Thank him for your tie. Thank him for where you are walking. Thank him for your wife. Thank him for your children. Lord, I thank you. Thank him for your husband. The way your husband is, thank God for him. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your job. That job that you have been complaining. Thank God for it now. Come on, I can't hear your voices. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. That my boss, I thank you. Lord, my car, I thank you for my car. Lord, I thank you that I'm born again. I thank you that I'm saved. Lord, I thank you for my home. Even though I'm squatting, thank you that somebody can squat me. Thank you for that accommodation. Lord, thank you for health, that I'm stronger. I am not sick. I am not in the hospital. Go ahead and appreciate him. Come on, let me hear your voice. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Father, I appreciate your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Because that is where you begin, thanksgiving. You connect it to the realm of the supernatural. And there is a continual flow. Praise the Lord. That shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's what we see in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. It says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will do what? I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. The second way you can do that. Let's see Mark chapter 8 before we get to the second. Mark chapter 8 from verse 18. Mark chapter 8 You are going forward in the name of Jesus. Having eyes, see ye not, but by the communion tonight, your eyes will be opened. Open to see the things that God has done. Praise the Lord. When Adam could not thank God, many trees in the garden, he couldn't thank God for them. His eye was on the one that God said he would not eat. He shouldn't eat. He went and ate it, and he lost his place. You will not lose your place. In the name of Jesus. Having eyes, see ye not. Having ears, hear ye not. And do ye not remember, when I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? Answer. 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? You are taking baskets here. Oh. You are taking baskets here. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? So that is what the communion will be doing to you, for you tonight. It will open your understanding so that you will see only the good things that God has done. The devil is the one that is showing you the things that have not yet been done. God has done all things well. How many things? And he has done all things well. And your eyes will begin to see those things. He said his eyes see yet only the precious. Your eyes will see only the precious. In the name of Jesus. He said when I break 5 loaves among 5, I was doing some calculation. That means one loaf fed 1,000 people. Only one loaf. He said, I break 5 loaves among 5,000. Abi? That means one loaf to how many thousand people? To 1,000. One loaf, 1,000. One loaf plus thanksgiving fed how many people? And how many baskets were taken? 12 baskets. Can you count? Some people buy 2 loaves every day. 2 loaves. Some heavy, heavy loaves. Some loaves, we call them in school, those days, we call them pillow because they are so big. You have more than one loaf. You have a house, you have a car, you have all manner. One loaf with thanksgiving fed 1,000 people. 1,000. Can you imagine the number of loaves? That means what you have now can feed your community with thanksgiving. If you give yourself to dedicated thanksgiving, it can feed your community. If one loaf can feed exceeding abundantly above 1,000 people, then what you have now can feed your community. It can feed your village with thanksgiving. That shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Number 2, supplication. 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 We can see that clearly in the life of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Jabez was at the level of addition. In fact, he was even below the level of addition. His name was Soro. Right from his birth, he was already a failure. No matter where you're coming from, no matter the name they call you, there's a change for you. You are moving to the next level. In the name of Jesus. He was completely in the red. He was bankrupt. That was why he cried. He shouted in verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. That was what happened later. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God will grant you your heart desires tonight. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. So we shall be calling on the God of Bishop Oyedepo. We shall be calling on the God of Bishop Abioye. Praise the Lord. God told Abraham, he says, through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. If you meet a family that has been blessed, please join yourself with them. Are you hearing me? The family of winners is a blessed family. So you must be blessed. And on one way to connect yourself to that blessing, Jabez connected himself to the blessing of Israel. Amen. You remember Jacob? Jacob had to cry when he was left in Genesis chapter 32. He cried. He was left alone in the night. He says, I will not let you go until you bless me. He prayed and prayed. He said, this night you must bless me, Lord. I will not let you go. And that blessing, that was the God of Israel. He was connecting himself to that blessing. So we are going to connect ourselves to the blessing of this commission. Are you sure you are ready for that? Can you see any blessing in this commission? We can see them all manner, plenty, prosperity, abundance, everything you need is here. Hallelujah. So we shall be calling on the God of this commission. Lord, bless us, bless us, bless us indeed. Bless us indeed, not by sticker, not by attendance. Lord, bless us after the order of the blessing of leadership. We call on the God of Bishop Oyedepo. We call on the God of Bishop Abioe. Bless us indeed, the God of winners. Bless me. It is my turn to share my testimony. Come on, are you praying? I want you to go ahead and say that prayer. Lord, I call upon you, the God of this commission. Lord, bless me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. The commission is flying. This commission is flying. I must not be crawling. At least you should be running. Amen. Somebody said, those that walk, they walk with many. Those that run, they run with a few. But those that fly, they fly alone. And so this commission is flying. But at least we should be running. At least you should be running. Amen. At least you should not be crawling. Every crawling is hereby cursed in the name of Jesus. This is our month of success. The success of this commission has become your success. In the name of Jesus. So, supplication prayer is an avenue for you to move from addition to multiplication. We can see that in Zechariah chapter 10. Let's see Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Praise the Lord. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. He said, ask ye of the Lord. What do you ask of the Lord? Rain in the time of the latter rain. It's the time of rain and you are asking for rain. This one is the first rain is at the level of addition. It's common, is the former rain. In Joel chapter 2 verse 23, it says, it will cause to come down for you the rain. The rain is a combination of the former rain and the latter rain. Praise the Lord. So that is what you are asking. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. It says, so the Lord shall make bright clouds. The Lord shall make what? And so when you are praying, you are creating, you are forming clouds that will later, by the time they get filled, they will burst upon you as rain of blessings. When every time you are praying, you are creating and forming clouds, the cloud of glory, just like we saw in Mark chapter 9, where Jesus went to pray on the mountain. Before he left the mountain, there's a cloud that came on him. And by the time he got down to the foot of the mountain, a crowd was waiting for him. It is the cloud of glory that attracts the crowd of multitude. It is the measure of the cloud that you are able to gather that determines the measure of the blessing that you are enjoying. It that determines the measure of the rainfall, the showers of blessing that comes upon you. He said, there shall be showers of blessings. Ezekiel 34 verse 25 and 26. Praise the Lord. Upon you there shall be showers of blessing. Praise the living Jesus. So ask ye of the Lord rain in the time, and he will make. Until you ask, he will not make. It is with your prayer that he makes the cloud. And then the rain begins to fall upon you. That rain, that showers of blessing will fall upon you. We see the progression in Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 1, they gathered, they prayed. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. They continued in prayer until the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is 50. It's number 50. That's on the 50th day, the heavens broke loose. The clouds were thick. They had to break up. The weight of the glory was heavy. And then the blessings of God fell upon them. And it was described in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. It says, until the Spirit be poured upon you from on high. He says, the wilderness will be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted into for a forest. So you are moving from fruitfulness into a forest, into multiplication. But it takes prayer. The magnitude, the fervency, the violence in your prayer determines the cloud that you form and the measure of rain that falls upon you. The vegetation you have in the east, you don't in the east or west, you don't compare it with what you have in the north. You have thick forest there, thick forest, but you don't have that here. Why? Because the measure of rainfall is not the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So why? It takes prayer. It takes prayer. As you pray, you move. We can see that progression also from Acts chapter 6, verse 4. They were moving. It's a covenant. You must go forward. But these two vital keys must be in place. Thanksgiving and prayer. We saw they continue praying. In Acts chapter 4, they multiplied. The power of God fell. It says great grace was upon them. With great power gave apostles the witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them. And 4,000 or 5,000 were added to them again. Shout hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. You are entering that realm of multiplication. In the name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. So you must take time to pray. You must give yourself to prayer. He said, we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And as they did that, they continued to multiply. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. He said, we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And verse 7, it says, the word of God increased. And the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And as they give themselves more to prayer and to the word of God. In Acts chapter 12, verse 24. It says, the word of God grew and multiplied. As they further gave themselves to prayer and to the word. In Acts chapter 19, verse 20. It says, the word of God mightily grew and prevailed. Shout hallelujah. It's a process. Just as you have it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It says, God blessed them and he said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. All through the Bible, you see that process. You must take that order. You cannot be stagnated. Your business must go forward. You are not just created to be fruitful. You are created to end in dominion. And that must be your portion. No matter where you are, whether you are in Egypt, you must be in charge. We see that in Exodus chapter 1. Let's see Exodus as we rise to pray. Exodus chapter 1. You see that clearly. It is the blessing that is at work. The blessing is there, but you must provoke it via thanksgiving and prayer. Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. And the children of Israel were what? They were fruitful. He said, be fruitful. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. You see that trend again? The land was filled with them. Their impact was all over the place. They became a force to be reckoned with. You can't be in that office and your impact is not felt. And they don't know that somebody is there. You must be known. You must take your place. You are meant to be in charge. The land was filled with them. To the point that Pharaoh was afraid of them. That when the former Pharaoh died, the new one came and began to. He put slave masters upon them. Just to kill them and to destroy them and to stop them. But he couldn't. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Are you ready to multiply? Are you sure you are ready to move forward? From additions to multiplication? That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Jabez cried. I want you to cry. You are going to cry. The God of this commission, bless me. Lord, I cry unto you. Bless me indeed. I always in three units. You are always in church. But no. Enough is enough. That sister shared her testimony. All companies, corporations calling her. Every corporation from all over the place. That shall be your testimony. This week you will share your own testimony. Every joblessness is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet and call upon the God of Bishop Oyedepo. The God of Bishop Abioye. I call upon you this hour. Lord, I call upon you. I call upon you this hour. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge. enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. The God of Bishop Oyedepo, the God of this commission, I call upon you. Grant my heart desire. The God of Bishop Abioye, Lord, you have called your servant alone. You blessed him. Lord, I connect myself to that blessing. I connect myself to the blessing of the commission. Mekobeta hazia katoya. Bendeza hataya shahadaya. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like we said, you must connect yourself to that family. And the only way is by giving your life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. You must be born again. See, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You must connect yourself by giving your life to Jesus. And as you do that, the blessing will come upon you. Even the blessing of the commission. It begins to work on your behalf automatically. Automatically. While all eyes are closed, every head is bowed, you are not yet born again. Where you are standing, quickly, just lift up your hands so that I pray with you. Lift up those hands so that I pray with you. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let me see those hands so that I pray with you. God bless you for that hand. God bless you for those hands. Lift up your hands. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come into my heart. Become my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. If you have raised your hand, take one more step. Pick your bags, your Bibles, and come out here to the front. You are the overflow. Come to the front quickly so that I will pray with you.